This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, you really got to pay attention to what's going on here. As I told you earlier, tonight, these are pre-recorded interviews that I've had with people like Wayne Allen Root. If you don't know who he is, look him up. I've had it with David Bigo, my SEIU slayer, and now with John LeBoutelier, which will be on at the bottom of the hour. And John is a former congressman and, on Fox every week. But what I want you to see is what we did was we went through what Trump did wrong and what he needs to do in the upcoming debate. And since the debate is this evening, I thought, what a better way to do this? What a better way to call it out? What a better way to show what it is while it's still fresh in your mind? At least that's what I believe. But I've been wrong before. Anyway, so where did it go? It was just right here. See, this is why I hate computers. I put up a post about the teams and college teams that are kneeling, and you know they're doing a silent protest on oppression on people that are making $16 million a year. Makes no sense to me. So I put up a post about a team that was refusing, 11-year-olds that were refusing to stand for the national anthem. They took a knee. I don't even believe they know why they took a knee. I have no clue. Somebody irked them on. Somebody told them what to do. Now, apparently, the coach was okay with it, but the administration was not. So, the administration canceled or fired the coach and canceled the season for the players. Now, I've got mixed feelings as to whether he should have canceled the season for the players. However, where are the parents on this? The kid should not blindly follow an adult in this kind of thing. In an emergency situation, it's one thing. In a protest scenario, it's a whole different animal. And they're 11-year-olds. They shouldn't even have been involved in this. They have no really deep understanding of what was taking place. And I like that, you know. All right, knock it off. So the team is called the Beaumont Bulls. It's an African-American middle school team in Texas. Texas being one of the places that, you know, in my understanding, people I know who live there, there's no real racism there or prejudice there in these kind of scenarios especially. The team's made up of 11- and 12-year-olds. And they've been kneeling for this for over a month now. And I don't know anybody, none of my friends anyhow, or none of my close friends, see this as a good lesson for these kids. Despite receiving numerous death threats, the coach and several parents supported the students' kneeling. So despite receiving threats of violence, they were willing to let these kids still be part of this. And one of the young boys, I'm not going to play it for you because the video's too long, but one of the young boys comes up and says we should be allowed to protest in the way we want to for the causes we want to, but he doesn't know why he is. He doesn't really understand what the oppression is all about. When school executives demanded the parents and the coach stop the national anthem protest, they refused. So I, here's my problem with this. As I've told you before, we've talked about this before. I'm okay with the protests. Find a different way to do it. You know, these kids don't even know what they're protesting about. It's not right. Teach them, train them, help them understand. Then we can talk. Until then, they're just pawns. They're being used as pawns. You see those kids standing in front of abortion clinics where, you know, on both sides, you know, stop the abortion with the real young kids, and then you have the other ones, it's woman's right to choose. The 5-year-old kid has no clues to what you're talking about. You know, it's one thing when you bring those 5-year-old kids, 4-year-old, 5-, 6-year-old kids out, and you're showing them, you know, you're talking about them, showing them whatever, and you're saying, this is what I could have aborted. All right, that's okay. There's a direct relevance there. It makes sense. Don't have the kid hold a sign, though. He doesn't know what he's holding a sign for. After the parents and the coaches refused to stop the protest, the school executives suspended the team for the entire year, and they fired the coach. Some feel that that was way too much. But see, the coach, the coach is an employee of the school district. How about you get that through your head? The coach is an employee of the school district. He is supposed to do and follow the rules of the school district. So if you don't do what your boss tells you, you don't have a freedom of speech right at your work. You know that, right? There are certain things you're allowed to say. You can't be working for your company and talking about how the competitor is so much better. That can get you fired. Talking about what a jackwagon your boss is can get you fired. You don't have a freedom of speech right at work. Now, the Beaumont Bulls were going to make the playoffs, but now, guess what? They can't. They don't have to worry about it because they've missed enough games now to where there's no way for them to work their way back in. Now, I think it's a fitting and share punishment, at least for the coach. I think it was a fair punishment. But when we get back, I'm going to read you some of the comments from people. From our people. And I think you'd be surprised. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartavite. Cartavite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartavite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
No kidding. A boatload of people talking without brains out there and think they're smart. You know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer either, but at least I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to tell you that I may not be. Check out what I have to say. I'm not telling you to believe everything I tell you. I make mistakes like everybody else. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, back to the whole football team that was suspended. The coach was fired and the team was suspended from playing. They now have lots of chance to make it into the finals. And I thought you guys would be on board with this. This was a coach that was kind of pushing the kids to do something. The parents got behind it. The kids were behind it. But not all the parents. Only a couple of them. And now they're screaming about all the noise. They're screaming about all the aggravation going on. And that this was all wrong. Now, I want to go through some of these comments that people have made, which I kind of... I kind of find interesting. You know, some of you have said, let me see, Elliot says one day these kids are going to grow up and resent these coaches. If I was a parent of one of those kids, I would have been furious. They should have been fired, the coaches, and let the kids play the season with respectful coaches that understand the importance, the values of America. Yay for our people. One for us, right? And then what you got is you, let me see, Fred says, fire the racist coach, just a horrible example of leadership. Thanks, coach, for teaching our kids to hate. You are a disgrace. Now, see, some people are actually on the other side of that. Some people think it was all wrong. The kids had a right to express themselves. The coach had a right to express himself. And he should have never been fired. And I think the coach should have been fired. But I think the coach should have been fired not because of what I believe to be was teaching the kids hate. I think the coach should be fired simply because he was on company time, being paid by the company to do what they told him to do. And when they told him to knock it off and he didn't, that's called insubordination. Time to go. And they're teaching these kids disrespect for their country, children, I mean, for their country, and the children no longer have respect for adults. I mean, really, our kids don't have respect for a lot of the basic authority figures. You know, we were all taught, you know, I grew up in the 70s, we were taught to question authority. We weren't taught to disrespect authority, though. Big difference between the two. You may want to question the cops why he's keeping you away from something, why he's keeping you out of your car, why he's searching your car without your permission. Right? And they're not the ultimate authority either. They are in that situation for that moment, and you're dumb if you try to fight them in the moment. As many say, shut up and live to fight another day. You will have your chance. Chris says, Colin Kaepernick is just a perfect role model for our youth. These kids will grow up possibly continuing the legacy of disrespecting our flag because they don't know any different. See, sports figures. Our kids look up to sports figures. It's such a big deal for them. These are their heroes. These guys are their way out of some of the situations they're in. These kids in lower socioeconomic areas are taught if they could just get on a basketball team, if they just get on a baseball team, just on a football team, that's their ticket out of poverty. Well, how about this? How about we help you get a better education and you go to college or you go learn a trade? That's your ticket out of what we used to call the ghetto. That's your ticket out of what we used to call the projects. That's your ticket out of your situation. Not taking a knee because your favorite football player does. And I guarantee if you ask any one of these kids, why are you doing that? They don't know why. That might be able to regurgitate what the coach told them, but they don't really know why. These guys are supposed to be role models, whether they want to or not. Kids have learned a big lesson about disrespect. You know, the coach, I'm sure, how much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet that coach sues? And somehow he'll get some settlement, I'm sure. Right? The NFL, they're still trying to figure out why they're losing money. They're still trying to figure out why people aren't watching. They're that dull. They don't get it. One writer says, protest on your own time, off the field or after the game. Other teams and their parents don't come to see protests happening. I am so in line with this. I always say the same thing. You know, one of the biggest pushbacks I ever got was I beat on Carlos Santana on the air. Because at one of his concerts, he went off on the white racist people who won't allow the immigrants into the country. He didn't care about the rule of law or any of that. And I said, you know what? I want my money back. If I was there, I would have been screaming, I want my money back. And one of the reasons I would have done that was I didn't come to hear your political viewpoint. I already know what it was from bits and pieces of what you say on a regular basis. I'm not there to hear what you think about our government. I'm here. I want to hear you sing the music that you play. I like the music you play. And you keep it up and you go down this road. I'm not interested in buying another ticket from you. You'll never get another 70, whatever they were, $75, $150. Right? Think about it. Now, William says that, good, they have no rights, they can't drive a vehicle, they can't buy tobacco, can't buy alcohol, can't buy a firearm, can't vote, so they have no rights to disrespect the flag or the national anthem, period. Now, see, I go one step further with you. That in and of itself doesn't give them the right not to protest. I think kids should be allowed to protest. I think kids should be taught how to protest properly. I think kids should be informed when they're doing it. Any reporter or somebody like me walking up to one of those kids, and why are you taking a knee? What does it stand for? I'm in solidarity with Colin. They wouldn't even know what that meant. They wouldn't know why he took a knee. Yeah, I'm just, I am just amazed at the attitude that some of these parents had. I can't read some of the things that they wrote. See, everybody's. I don't know. I want to hear from you. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Here's what I want to hear. The act of canning the team for the rest of the year. Does this teach them that you just don't go along because everybody else is? That there's major consequences for that? And when the authority figure at school tells you to stop, you don't stop? That there's consequences for that too? I'm asking you. I'm not telling you this is what I believe or don't believe. Some of my friends would say, I'm asking you. Right? I want to know what you think about that. Is this a great lesson learned for them? I know some of you, yeah, but the kids don't get to play all year. Well, they don't get to play all year. I don't have to tell you. That's consequences. We all have them. When we do, especially when we do something stupid, right? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, John Leboutnier joins us. I'm telling you. And you got to listen to him. He talks slower than Wayne, but he's got a lot of good ideas. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me here on The Real Side. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to know stations, times, pick up the classic podcast, head over to TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. And listen, I want you to get involved in a conversation, whether you're on my side or not, or just for open conversation. It's not going to kill you. And it's okay for us to disagree as long as we do it in a sane way, okay? And it's all right to be passionate, too. But this hate stuff, this nasty stuff that's going on between us Americans is just out of control. Anyhow, I want to bring on a guest. I haven't had him on in a while. I need to have him on more often because he's got his finger on what's going on in Washington and in politics. Former U.S. Congressman John LeBoutillier. Thanks for joining me, John. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Great to be back. We were saying to each other off the air that for some odd reason we've missed being on with each other. And yeah. I love being on with you, so I'm glad I'm back with 26 days left.
I appreciate. Yeah, 26. It's like a torture, isn't it? 26 torturous days.
It is,
days.
And this long national nightmare known as the 2016 election.
Yeah. Well, I watch you and your gang on Fox every week, and I get a kick out of where this has gone in your eyes and how it's changed dramatically over the summer, coming into, as you say, 26 days left. We'll start off with the worst question I could ask you. Is there any hope for us?
Trump is killing himself, so I would say minimal hope. You never know, but I wouldn't bet on it. I'd say it's 80-20 likelihood that she's going to win.
Wow.
A pretty big electoral vote majority.
Yeah, but even with all the nasties coming out, or the nasties we know about her, the emails coming out, they must be scared because they're pushing back now and saying the WikiLeaks emails are all false. They're phony. They're not real. All of a sudden, they're not real when it has to do with her slamming Catholics. That's a heck of a large voting block, isn't it?
Yep. But it's being that story is getting overwhelmed by Trump, as always. Trump and the women charging him with or accusing him of this and that, and the Access Hollywood tape, and his war on Paul Ryan, and everything centers around Trump and allows Hillary basically to get away with everything, fly under the radar, so to speak, and she's developed quite a big lead now, both in the popular vote and the electoral vote. I'm just giving it to you straight.
Yeah, I hear you, but we've gotten to a point in this country, seriously, if you sit down and look at the two of them and you line them up, You know, I know he said some despicable and nasty things, but when you really look up at the lineup, at the support team that he would put in around him, and you look at what the support team that she put around her, the one that's already been around for years, and will head up, do you agree we head more in the direction of Mr. Obama? And frankly, I don't know, we end up being a monarchy with her in office, wouldn't we?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I'm not as sure of that, because it depends on whether we can keep the House and Senate. If she gets elected, I think she'll be president. If she has a Republican House and maybe a Republican Senate, that is going to prevent her from being another Obama. She's not going to be able to get her Supreme Court picks that she wants. She's going to have to get more moderate picks that our guys can live with. She's going to have to play ball with the Republicans on any spending or taxing bills she wants to do. It'll be a rerun, and a healthy rerun, of her husband's last 6 years as president, when he had Gingrich and Dole and Republican majorities in the House and Senate, and he worked with them. And it worked. We got a balanced budget, welfare reform, a budget surplus, actually, tax reform. We got a lot of stuff done because they checked each other and had to work with each other.
Okay, but they were more civil.
So that's
John, they were more civil back then. You know, I mean, if you think about what Obama's done, he's...
Were they? I don't know. They impeached Clinton. They weren't that civil.
Right. But think about what's going on today, what's going on in Congress, what's going on at the Senate level. Obama does sidestep Congress on a regular basis, does he not?
Well, he does with executive orders, but they aren't as big a deal as people make them out to be. He's not raising taxes with an executive order. He's not spending $1 trillion on a stimulus bill, which he did in his first 2 years when he had a Democratic House and Senate, which he then lost, as we remember, the House in the 2010 Tea Party thing, and then the Senate in 2014 because of Obamacare and all that.
Right.
Hillary starts out, she's not Obama. Instinctively, she is more someone who will work with Republicans if they'll work with her. And look, I don't want her, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't bet against it if the Republicans will realize that they should work with her.
John, do you really think that the Republicans that we've had in Congress and the Republicans we've had in the Senate have really fought back against Obama? I mean, you look at the... Okay,
I don't.
Good.
I don't.
What makes you think it's going to change with Hillary?
Well, I think there was terribly bad blood after the first 2 years of Obama about Obamacare and the way that thing was jammed through, you know, with all those deals, the payoffs to senators and all. And the Republicans were not consulted by Obama. They were left out of the mix. He didn't talk to them. He hardly talks to Democrats. He didn't talk to any Republicans. When we won the House back, it was tremendous bad feeling in the House, Republican conference, against not only against Obama, but against the Republican leadership. That's the rise of the Tea Party. And that's still there. I give you that. But Paul Ryan, I think, can get the House Republican Conference to work better than Boehner could. I think that's why they put Ryan in there. And I think if she will meet him halfway, they can do deals. When she was a senator, all the Republican senators will tell you, they worked with her. She was reasonable, especially in private. She would work with them, and they would work with her. Now, whether that'll happen, we don't know. But I'm just trying to find something good to hang our hat on. Otherwise, it's going to be a nuclear winter.
I hear you. But the calls that I'm getting, the emails that I get, the people that listen to my show, and obviously they're leaning right. Some of them are even laying down right. You know, they're so far to the right. But there's a whole bunch of nasties and a whole bunch of I won't say hatred, but pretty darn close for the Republican Party. Even Republicans were sitting there saying, wait a minute. You know, it seems like the Republican, the majority of Republicans there in D.C. are also working against Trump, as much as people want to say he's working against Republicans. And they feel like, again, they've not been heard by their own party, that you know, they've been fighting him since day one, even when he was winning, and even when he won the primary, or the primaries. Do you feel the same way, or do you sympathize or empathize
with
him at all?
Well, I think it's been a bad feeling from the get-go between regular Republicans and Trump. One of the reasons is he's not a Republican and wasn't a member of the Republican Party. He's been a member of seven different parties, or switched seven times. And if you're a lifelong Republican and you get elected to the House or Senate, obviously he's a Republican, and this guy parachutes in, You don't want it. You don't want him coming into our party, as they're thinking, and telling us what to do. And, yeah, he got more votes than the other 16 candidates. But, in fact, he was a minority nominee in the sense that more people voted against Trump than voted for him. More Republicans voted against him because they were voting for 16 other people. It's normal.
Right.
But he won the nomination, and they did try to heal it up. They did try. And he has this odd habit of, for some odd reason, declaring war on other Republicans instead of just saying, look, I'm the nominee. I'm going to move on. Why didn't he reach out and try to make peace after he won the nomination with Kasich and Ted Cruz? Instead, he has to declare war. I'm going to create a super PAC. I'm going to run candidates and spend money against them. His ire, his anger should have been directed at Hillary, not at Republicans. And I think that has hurt him. And I think there's tremendous bad feeling. But as of today, you know, he's got pretty good support from Republican voters, even if some of these congressmen aren't supporting him. The voters are with him, 80-some-odd percent. That's not his problem. His problem is he can't get anybody other than them to vote for him. He can't get independents, can't get suburban women. He's doing badly, and he's been doing badly for 5 months.
Wow. I mean, I got to tell you, with the interviews that I've done and the prominent people that have their pulse on this, there is no gray area. You guys are either saying there's no way he can, or, yeah, he's going to take it. Really, it's really interesting to hear the reasons why. I mean, some people I've had on kind of
well,
like...
Well, there is a way. There is a way.
Okay.
Yeah, of course he could win. But, you know, as Yogi Berra said, it's getting late early. We're down to 26 days left, and early voting is up and running in 8 or 9 states, and more states are doing early voting every day, adding on. And we're going to have 40% of the total vote will be cast before Election Day because of early voting. So, you know, he's in a downward period right now vis-a-vis Hillary, and people are voting. And I guess they're not voting for him. And those votes are going to count. He's run a bad campaign.
Oh, yeah.
He's a unique candidate with a lot of attractive qualities.
Well, I remember when
but
you...
he's stubborn,
yep.
And he thinks he knows more about politics than anybody else, so he has no campaign staff in any states worth beans. He doesn't have people identifying getting out his vote.
Yep. I hear you.
He thought he knew better, you know.
All right, so I want to we'll touch more on what his chances of winning are. I want to make a comparison between Brexit and him and some other things that have gone on in this country. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Congressman John LaBoutelier joins us right after this.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you're a Facebook aficionado, you know, head up there. I try to answer your questions during the show, and I know you guys used to get so far in front of me, I can't keep up with you. But go ahead and throw stuff at me during the breaks. I'll try to answer those for you. We've got former U.S. Congressman John LaBoutelier on with me today, and I always enjoy when he's on the show. I need to have him on more often. Because he has a clue, unlike some of the other people, myself and some of the other people I have on. Congressman, thanks for being on with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what I try to do? I keep my own wishes out of it, and I'm just trying to analyze what's happening in the race. And people sometimes get confused. They think if I say that Trump is doing badly or Hillary's doing well, that it means I'm for her or against him. Not true. I can take my partisan hat off and put my analyst hat on and look at this thing completely objectively. And I can see, as I just said to you off the air, and someday we'll all see this. We'll look back at 2016 and we'll realize here's what was going on in this country. Tremendous alienation, fear, and anger about the future and about the establishment of our country. Not just the political establishment. Business, media, religion, education. I bet every head is nodding when I say that corruption is rampant in the leadership class of every aspect of this country. It is. And that has caused a wave this year of wanting change. And of the 17 guys and gals that ran in the Republican primaries, the one who most exemplified the outsider who would change things was Donald Trump. And he recognized that, and he saw the wave, and as I said to you, he got on a surfboard on that wave and rode it right through the primaries. The wave ran over Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee. It washed them all out. And he rode that baby perfectly all the way through. But now that he's in the general election, the wave is still there. But Trump's ego has gotten in the way of that wave to the point where he misreads that wave, Joe. He thinks that wave, which is all about change, he thinks it's all about him. And so he's on that wave, and every day he does something pathetically stupid and falls off that surfboard. And the wave keeps propelling him along because people want change. So he scrambles back up on that surfboard and keeps going until the next screw up. So whether it's, you know, whatever it is, whether it's dumping on the Mexican judge, dumping on the Khan family, dumping on Miss Universe, his income taxes, Access Hollywood tape. Each of these things takes him off the surfboard on the change wave, but he gets back on and keeps riding it. The problem is, we're down to 26 days. He's behind.
Yep.
She's not making many mistakes, and the time's going to run out on him. Yeah. And it's a shame because it was a winnable thing. He just had to stay on a surfboard, keep his mouth shut, and just ride that wave, baby, all the way to the White House.
Yep. Well, you know, I want to go back to something you were saying, and you know, when you talk about him being in the primary and being able to knock those other guys out, he didn't say much. You and I even talked about this a while back. You know, he'd look at somebody and say, you're just being stupid, and all of a sudden, you know, got the shouts and the waves. But here's the thing. When it came to Cruz and the other guys, why weren't they smart enough? Why weren't they savvy enough to see the nerve that he was hitting and make it their own or find a way to make it their own? That's for me, for the average Joe, for me,
yeah.
That shows me how out of touch they were. They're so stuck in the old political way of doing things, they didn't work out, find a way, look at their consultants and say, okay, he's hitting a nerve. How do we build on that?
Totally true. And on the other side of that, they must be kicking themselves, especially Ted Cruz. You know, why didn't he go out a year ago when Trump is rising by last fall? He's ahead in all the polls and all. And we're having debates, so we haven't had primaries yet a year ago. Why didn't he or some of them get together and go out and uncover the Access Hollywood tape, all these women, the income taxes, the stuff that's come out now? If they'd had it a year ago, Trump does not make it to the nomination. He doesn't make it. They beat him. But they, for some reason, they didn't do it. They didn't try to do it. They were stupid. I don't know. The Clintons ain't dumb.
No, not
right?
by any stretch.
The Clintons, they come from the gutter. They live in the gutter, and they watch the Republican primaries, and they watch Trump, and they said, we're not going to let this guy do to us what he did to those 16 fellow Republicans. And you know Bill Clinton was an mastermind. He said, we're going to go out, and we're going to vacuum up with unlimited money, private detectives, opposition research. We're going to get everything we can.
Yep.
And we're going to then hold it. We're not going to use it. We're going to get it. We're going to hold it through the summer, past Labor Day. We're going to wait till the first debate at the end of September. And then we're going to start leaking something out every few days, which they're doing, and it's working. And the reason they waited, Joe, was to make sure when they started dumping all this stuff out that the Republicans couldn't get Trump off the ticket.
Right.
It's too late. He is the nominee. You can't do anything to get him off the ticket. The ballots are printed in every state.
Yep.
His name is on the ballot. It's too late. Now they're unloading on him.
But, John, what do you say to these idiots that, you know, in Utah, they're ginning up a write-in campaign. They're going to write in Mitt Romney's name. They got, you know,
they don't need to. They've got a guy on a ballot there, that Evan McMullen.
Yeah.
He's 4 points behind Hillary and Trump, who are tied at 26 even in Utah.
Right.
26 even. Imagine her winning Utah, a Mormon state. What does that tell us?
I hear you, but this stuff just, it makes me crazy. We are always late to the game. I'm sorry. I see it in my local politics. We don't come up with city council members, mayor, school board members till, you know, 4, 5, 6 months out before the race starts. They're grooming theirs 2 years and 3 years out. All right? They're getting the feel for what's going on. It makes me crazy. We seem to be last of the game. But here's a little thing that I keep talking about on my show, and I believe this to be true. You can call me on the carpet. We became a nation because our founding fathers did not fight by the Marcus of Queensberry rules like the British did. All right? We became a nation because we knew that we needed to do guerrilla warfare out there. I think we're at the same point now. You've got the old guard Republicans that want to play by the rules, that, you know, don't want to shake it up too bad, that don't want to do some of the things that Trump has done. I think those days are gone. I think it's to the point now where you have to call things what they are. No more nice, you know, up on the stage when they were all debating each other. They were nice with each other. They shouldn't have been. I'm not saying they should have been nasty and rude and crude, but they should have called things as they are. I think that's what the American populace wants now.
Well, I think they want you to fight, but I don't think the rudeness does work. And I think Trump, don't forget, Trump's the rudest of them all, and 61% of people said they would never vote for him. Now, to me, that is an insurmountable number. You can't win an election with 6 out of 10 voters saying they'll never vote for you. The whole point of being in politics and running is to avoid being seen that way. He seems to love it, but it's not working for him. He's losing to the most unpopular nominee either party has ever put up, Hillary Clinton, a terrible candidate, a beatable candidate, and he is losing to her, which is a verdict on how he's conducted himself.
Yep.
You cannot go around insulting people. You can't insult Latinos, Mexican judges, mothers of dead American heroic soldiers, disabled people, women. I mean, I'm sorry, this is not how to win an election. The point of these things is to bring these people in and get them to vote for you. That's the point of it.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about Brexit. You know, in the polls, it showed that wasn't going to pass, that everybody was fine, everybody was going to happen the way they thought it was going to go down. In 2014, I remember Bret Baier sitting at the desk at Fox, and he was saying, the exit polls seemed to be exactly opposite of what our pre-polls were showing. And so, I mean, are you comfortable with what the polls are showing? Are you comfortable with them showing her up with such a margin and what have you?
Well, here's the thing. We talk about this on our show a lot.
Yep.
We had a lot of examples. Brexit is one of them. First one was 2014, those Senate races that you mentioned. Yep. 2015, the Israeli election, when Benjamin Netanyahu was considered a complete goner, ended up coming back and winning big. And the 2015? The governor's race in Kentucky, where Matt Bevin, Tea Party Republican, was seen as losing by 5 points in the last poll, and he won by 9. That's a 14-point swing. So there are three examples where the polling was way wrong. And what does that tell us? In every case, they're undercounting conservative voters.
Right.
And I'm sure that could happen again. The problem is this. On the Brexit one, there were polls going both ways. It wasn't a slam dunk it was going to lose. It was close, and there were some said it was going to win and some said it would lose. And this time, not only does basically every media poll show Hillary winning in every state, every swing state except Iowa, but the private polls that are the more expensive and competent polls done by the Hillary campaign and by the Republican Party, they're showing the same thing. That's why there's this doom and gloom about it among the people who know, because they're privy to those polls. They're not made public, but the people who know about it are shaking their heads going, we're going to get creamed, and we may lose the Senate, and we may lose the House.
Well, I look at this stuff, and I remember when the year that Obama won, and I remember sitting there with Congressman McKeon and a few others, and they shook their heads, and they said, we knew we were going to get beat, but we didn't think we were going to get beat this bad. It was really a down night. Congressman, where do people find out more about you? And I love you guys on Sunday night. I think it's great. So tell them how they can find you.
Well, Political Insiders is live every Sunday night on the Fox News Channel at 7:30 East Coast time for half an hour from 7:30 to 8. And you can read about me and the show and everything on johnlaboute.com.
Put that up on our website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, live on Facebook. I want you to come back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.